This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention, but I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome. Our broadcast week begins right now. Who's fired up and ready to go? Who's so disgusted by the news cycle that you just want to turn everything off? If you both raised hands, both of you that are listening right now, you're right. You're correct. There's both of that going on. And Super Don feels it. I just really enjoyed doing that CBD lecture yesterday at the Health Basket. Thank you all for showing up. I honestly thought 10 people would be there. I thought if we get 10, that'll be big. Because it's summer, right? Everybody wants to go inside. And I know it's sticky where we are here and humid. But still, summertime. Everybody's gone. If you're in Florida, you go north again, right? Who's here? It was packed. I was like, there's a few chairs. I'm like, yeah, that'll be enough. But it's like they kept loading more chairs. I mean, probably about 40 people or more. So thank you, Health Basket. Thank you to everybody that came down to that lecture from all over. And we may be talking a little bit about the plus factor of CBD as we also have to address the dissonance among our population in America now, the divide that has been artificially created from above. The Hegelian dialectic is being played beautifully because you can't even go into a farm-to-table restaurant, eat some good organic food without being trashed because your political ideology doesn't manifest the same way that you perceive your customer base should. Super Don, you woke up and saw a Drudge Report. You check it out. It's like, what's the news? Oh, gosh, Sarah Sanders gets kicked out. Her family gets kicked out. Her friend, whoever was with her, gets kicked out of a farm-to-table in, what is it, Virginia somewhere outside of D.C.?
You know what? I didn't even click on it because the headline was enough. But I'm guessing she didn't go in and order a gay wedding cake, did she?
No, apparently there was no gay wedding cakes involved this time. I'm telling you what, the thing is about the service industry, and I get it. Some people are stressed out. In fact, this hour brought to you by our friends at Plus CBD Oil, pluscbdoil.com. If you have to work in the service industry, it should be like par for the course that your servers, shall we say, should be doing some CBD. That's my opinion. Because it's hard, right, to be a customer server. You got to put up with stuff. There are obnoxious people, but there were no claims about Sarah Sanders and her group coming into this farm-to-table restaurant. By the way, if those of you in England, Sarah Sanders she's the spokesperson. What do they call her? The
White House spokesperson. Yeah.
And so people that don't like Trump, they put it on her. It's like, oh, how horrible, how hateful, how evil. And they say, get out of my restaurant. Now, granted, my belief in freedom is such that, if you don't want to have somebody in your restaurant, your private business, you get to say, you're not allowed to be here. Was it no shirt, no shoes, no service? No, this was something else. This is political ideology. This cuts into the free speech zone here just a little bit. She wasn't coming in to make a political statement. Apparently, she was coming to have a nice dinner. And I don't know if there was yelling or screaming involved. I mean, some claim she was brought to the side, hey, I don't like you, get out of my restaurant, versus, get out of here, you crazy, whatever. But, man, how bad does it have to be? Because food, right? You come for a meal. Isn't that where people get together and enjoy each other's company? You might have disagreements, but you get to do that. Enjoy it over a good farm-to-table meal. How How delusional have we become that we can't even enjoy a meal with people we disagree with? I mean, this is bad, Super Don. This is bad. And it isn't, this is where I come back to. Is it your own idea to do this? Is it that you want to eliminate anybody who has a conservative ideology or perspective on life to ban them from your restaurant? Is it come down to that you only want liberal, leftist, communist, globalist people in your restaurant? Is it, then put it up, the sign, fire the table only for globalists. I'm sure that the conservatives will be happy to say, you know what, I can deal with a farm-to-table meal from somebody else who doesn't care so much about my belief system, my views on life and reality. So the intolerance factor is just rising. But I'm saying, folks, y'all on the left, your political hatred is going to be your demise. People are going to, even on the left, some of the left, they're not falling for your Hegelian dialectic tricks that you're being manipulated into. They're going to look and go, you know what, when did it become so okay just kick people out of your restaurant because you don't like their political beliefs? I mean, is it me that finds this a little bit extreme or outrageous in terms of, I don't know, some holistic interaction with people that disagree? Like, it's normal to disagree with people.
I don't know. The whole thing is just silly to me. It seems like America has lost its collective mind.
Yeah.
Ever since Trump got elected, and this latest thing with the kids and the parents at the border and stuff, this is just an extension of that. What's going on right now with this this thing here? You know, I'm looking at these headlines. You know, it's like White House spokeswoman kicked out of restaurant by Trump hater.
Right.
Yelp page bombarded. Hackers changed the menu. And I'm just like, holy crap, what is going on here? And then, apparently, and again, I don't click on these things half the time because I just don't want to get sucked into the stupidity. But apparently NPR did an article saying that Trump staffers are hypocrites for eating at Mexican restaurants.
Wow.
And I'm like, come on. What is going on with people? Now, do I think that this restaurant had the right to kick out Sarah? I suppose so. I mean, it would be like, you know, imagine if Paul Offit gave you a call and said, hey, Robert, I was wondering if we could get together and have lunch. You'd probably be like, no, it's okay. I'll just, I don't really want to be in the same room with you, right?
I would find it fascinating, but yes. I'm with you now. Listen, I do. If I'm going to be consistent about this, I would support the restaurant's freedom to say we have the right to refuse service to anyone. Okay? I get that. But I just think that this is a symptom of something that's really deep and disturbing, that we can't interact with people we disagree with. Listen, I love to engage with respectful discussion. Obviously, if we're not yelling and scream, that's different. That's not, when did that become okay, right? That idea of a little bit of politeness. I get it, we're a talk radio. We can be impolite a little bit. But I just think about a restaurant, a business. If you say, you know what, I want to open up a restaurant and I only want to serve liberals, I think that's a stupid business decision, personally. I mean, you can make it, but it's kind of like we had, one of our favorite restaurants in town was an organic, raw, vegan, raw restaurant primarily. And it after two, maybe 3 years, it went out of business. Not because it refused to serve conservatives or anybody like that, or meat eaters, but there was a narrower audience for that type of food. And I think had they expanded and become more of a generalized vegetarian restaurant that had some cooked vegetarian, probably would have drawn more people in. So as a business decision, I'd say it's probably not the best idea. And now you're going to have temporarily this surge of leftists that hate Trump going, yes, let's all support that restaurant. And you're going to have that those who like Trump going to go, hey, let's diss them. Let's screw up with their menu on whatever the app is that they said.
Free market capitalism.
Yeah.
I mean, look, it's alive and well, and let it do what it is that it's supposed to do. But the part that's making me crazy is how manipulated people are right in this issue.
Yeah, that's the point.
Such a huge manipulation.
We are in the process of dehumanizing the so-called opposition. Right. If you can get them out of that ideology realm where, it's kind of an artificial construct. You can go, hey, let's talk about what we like to do. You enjoy picnics. Yeah. How about, again, this yesterday thing, my lecture on CBD? I mean, it was a diverse crowd. I had old people, I had young people, we had white people, we had black people, we had liberals, we had conservatives. It was, I mean, it was like a complete mix and a blend. And talking about the let's say, the common shared values of what? Freedom, ultimately. Now, I guess some people on the left, this is where it gets a little difficult, because when you argue against, for instance, the freedom of the family and parents to choose not to vaccinate, we see on the political left that they don't stand for that, yet they would demand a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy. I mean, there's a complete inconsistency there. That doesn't even get into the discussion of life issues, okay? But yesterday was an example of how CBD, cannabis, hemp, can bring us together. Now, you remember back in the 60s, Superdog, we're old enough, we were real babies then, but the whole idea of the 60s, peace, love, dope, right? You know, that was like, dope, yeah, smoking dope. Now, I'm not an advocate for that per se. I'm an advocate for your freedom to choose how you want to use the plant. But I see this hemp thing bringing people together, left, right, up, down, black, white, yellow, red, doesn't matter. One of those issues that is superseding faster than anything I've seen in the dietary supplement world, where the people come in for health food store stuff and they're like, yeah, I'm looking to get healthier. What is this hemp stuff? What is this CBD? In the middle of summer, they're coming out to learn. Everybody wants to know this stuff. And so the idea of integrating cannabis into your culture again, I think it bodes well for, I don't know, I'd like to teach the world the same kind of concepts, where we get back together and go, you know what? I am angry about stuff. We take a little bit of the CBD oil and that anxiety associated with the anger that other people are seeding and fomenting kind of takes you back and goes, you know what? I don't have to be that angry. Why was I so angry? I was being manipulated. And so you get back into a restaurant and go, yeah, I might have political views differing from my clientele, but that's cool. That's okay. Let's be friendly and impact each other's thought forms by kindness. By a little vitamin L, love. How about vitamin G, a little gratitude and grace. The other G we heard about from one of our listeners the other day, but a little grace. That, wow, we know, because if we actually acknowledge that Trump has done one good thing, much less two or ten, then, oh man, our street cred on hatred goes down. Dude, well, that'd be a good thing. If you have street cred due to your hatred for a political candidate, it's my badge of honor. Look how much I can hate. Wow. Really? This is how far it's come. So, folks, I'm telling you, plug some CBD into your system and chill out a bit. And join us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where we'll try, attempt to make. Actually, no, we're going to be the bridge. Be the bridge that you wish to see in the world. Isn't that a funny way to say it? I don't know what's going on. A little bit of peace, a little love, a little gratitude. A little bit of kratom as well coming up. Jeffrey Jackson as well is going to join us here, Intrepid Reporter, and we're going to talk about parental choice going mainstream, building on Kat Von Diesel, or Kat Von D. I just made the diesel part up. All right, RobertScottBell.com. Check it out.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE10 at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, kicking the broadcast week into gear here. Those of you listening live, hey, congratulations to our friends listening on UK Health Radio. England, if you're listening live, won 6-1 over Panama, I think it was. I was watching that earlier this morning, Superdyne, and it was they were just knocking them in.
Oh, you mean the World Cup. Okay, gotcha.
The World Cup, right.
I'm like, what are you talking about? What? The UK and Panama? Oh, right, that soccer thing that's going on.
Obviously, if it's 2 days later, there's more news for those of you listening on UK Health Radio on delay. But anyway, congrats. The World Cup holding the World's Cup. Yeah, it's World Cup.
Yay!
Yeah, anyway. So we got Jeffrey Jackson coming up in a little while, and always enjoy having him on board. And Super Don making it sound good. We got John on the board, and we are kicking it into gear here. Now, I mentioned CBD. How about kratom? Anybody? Kratom, anybody? Here's another, gosh darn it, it's once again, the real danger to freedom is not a foreign invader. It's our own government, our own bureaucratic oligarchy. The FDA, the FTC, you name the alphabet soup agency standing in the way of your freedom. Kratom. It should be what's for, I don't know, tea time, if you want. There are a group of scientists that send a letter to the Senate and House leaders to keep kratom legal. Why do they want to make kratom illegal? Apparently, some kratom was contaminated. Like, no, why don't they ban lettuce then? How often do we hear of lettuce being contaminated?
Oh, yeah, big romaine lettuce thing just recently. Yeah.
Right, same thing. Did they call for the ban of lettuce? No. Kratom is potentially an answer, a solution that is non-drug, non-toxic, when done as a true botanical, not contaminated, for the opioid addiction crisis. Another aspect of the freedom to use God's green earth, God's green medicinal plants, to help people get off of a devastating addiction due to dunderheaded man, medical man, FDA, Fear and Death Administration. Yeah, we'll sign off on Purdue Pharma's lies and deceit and get this on the market because they told us it wasn't going to be addictive, dangerous, deadly. Find out that it is. Now people are suing Purdue Pharma. But what about the FDA and the dunderheads there that said, yeah, go ahead, bring it to market. There's no accountability there. If you have no accountability, if you have no liability for your actions, you are willing to do cruel and inhumane things to your fellow man, woman, and child. Now, in the case of the farm-to-table restaurant in Virginia that they freely said, get out of here, to the spokesperson for the Trump administration, you know, press secretary, there are going to be some consequences of that. They don't have an ability to do that with no consequences, and that should, you know, govern a bit of their behavior. The illusion that you have no consequences leads to horrible things. And in the case of kratom banning, it leads to potentially thousands and thousands of more Americans dying, as opposed to the freedom to say, you know what, you guys and gals at the VA or wherever you are in modern medicine, you don't have a solution for me. There's a plant out of Asia that they're bringing in as a dietary supplement. And as long as it makes no claims to be the cure for anything, it's a food. It's a tea, just like anything else is. Yet the FDA, the DEA, the FTC, anybody who can get their hands, a grimy little paws on a dietary supplement that would compete with a drug that doesn't even exist in terms of putting you off of the opioid addiction. Of course, we've talked about naloxone, different kind of opioids that are supposed to pull you off of that addiction. But more often than not, they don't work and they're just as dangerous. So why kratom? Because the FDA is a protection racket organization of the federal government designed to protect not the public from dangerous food, drugs, and herbs and supplements, but to protect the industry that has been granted a monopoly by government to run roughshod over the people of planet Earth, especially the American people, poison them, addict them, kill them. The third leading cause of death, FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. Not arguable. Not even a controversial statement. Yet they're kind of trying, hey, that looks bad to kratom. People, oh man, it was contaminated like lettuce. Basic concept of purity, right? Quality control measure. Sure, certainly you can argue for that. But to ban it because it's actually helping people, that's a disaster. That's cruel and inhumane, and that's coming from government. The greatest obstacle to liberty on planet Earth. Don't talk to me. Talk to the Founding Fathers. They were talking about it. Y'all, let's do some more healing, shall we? I've got some more to talk about with the bureaucratic oligarchy, but I also have a question of the day related to I, hell, what do you see? Let me know. Check it out. We're on YouTube as well, robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, this is a place where I guess you don't come for a nap. You know, it's Sunday afternoon, Sunday morning, wherever you are in the America region, and you get woken up a bit. I mean, sometimes we're slow to wake up when we crank up our work week, although I didn't take a day off yesterday. Super Don never takes a day off. I was lecturing on CBD, but pretty chill because of the CBD lecture, although there were some points of intensity, I'm sure, when we talked about the distinct differences between cannabis and what they call marijuana, right, and the reasons for that. But fantastic to report that folks are so hungry for this good information. Hemp has possibilities through the health food dietary supplement industry to do things that no other category of supplements has ever done, including bringing about world peace. Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating just a little bit on that. But peace within a community. You know, a community that embraces this plant, the hemp plant, and in all of its ways, can have a lot more self-sustaining lifestyle, you know, because there's so many things this plant can do. One day we'll all be able to grow it. You'll use it as food. You'll use it as medicine. You'll use it as fuel. You'll use it, as construction material. I mean, 25,001 uses. We talked about that in Unlock the Power to Heal some years ago. It's still valid in there, and we're learning more and more every day. You know, I hear birds chirping today, Super Don. It's like a happy day. Are you in a Disney cartoon over there in your studio?
You can hear that?
I could hear, in my earphones, I could hear the birds chirping today because I'm cranked up a little hotter. Yeah. So
We have birds in Oregon.
Yeah, I didn't doubt that. Gee, big news. Breaking news. There are birds in Oregon.
But you notice the absence of Air Force jets, which is nice.
They actually take our first day of the broadcast week off so we can crank it up.
There you go. They're all listening to the show.
Hear bird noises. Well, let's hear some noises from our loyal, lovable, and humble listeners.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, we have a question of the day. That's why you hear that music playing. This is from Chewin, who insists that she is a she. Who are we to argue with Chewin if she says she's a she? There's no controversy, although the name Chewin, C-H-U-E-N, is, I don't know where it comes from. I don't know the history or origin, but Chewin, next time you write in, please give us some background on a name like that. It's kind of a cool name, Chewin. I was Chewin. I don't know if that's offensive, but Chewin, no, you are Chewin. Anyway. Here we go. Here's the question of the day. Hi, RSB. I don't know if you can help me with this question about vision. That's always a good way to start because it gives me an out. Well, no, I can't, right? Because you gave me the
answer. Yeah, but thanks for asking.
Thanks for asking. See you later. All right. No, I got a new pair of glasses, not shoes. A new pair of glasses just a week ago. My eye doctor for years retired. Okay, so she's had an eye doctor that's been around, but now a new one apparently. This doctor has been his partner in the same clinic. He changed my prescription a lot. But he changed it or you change it? I mean, it's like, was the test valid? I don't know. The new glasses caused me to have double vision, a.k.a. foreigner, double vision, when I just put them on. I have to strain my eyes to make the double vision into one. That gives me headache. I was told by the clinic I have to wear the glasses longer to get used to them. After 3 days, I still get headaches from the glasses. Are they correct to say that? You know, this sounds like, you know, someone that goes home with their child from a pediatrician's office, has a vaccination, and suddenly you've got febrile seizures happening. And the doctor says, no, that's just normal, just wait it out. I know it's not as extreme, but I'm a guy that has experiences here. I'm not an optician, I'm not an optometrist or an ophthalmologist. Don't claim to be. But I've had experience with getting prescription changes, and I know there are people out there that say, you know what, you can get rid of your glasses. I get that. I have discipline, but not to do that. I choose to discipline myself in other areas. There's a lot of things associated with stress and toxicity and deficiency from childhood on forward that affects vision, definitely affects vision. But I've never left an optometrist's office with a new prescription and saw double. Never. Double vision, no. A little eye adjustment, maybe a mild headache, just kind of, oh, hey, it looks different. Is your mind, your brain adjust to this? Yes. Double vision, to me, that seems a little bit extreme to say that's a normal response to a new prescription. Now, again, I'm not the expert in that field. I'm just telling you my experience, Chewin. I would go back and go, no, double vision is not a normal part of a change of prescription. And Super Don, you wear contacts or not?
Yeah, I wore glasses when I was a kid up until about age 16. I've worn contacts ever since then. So, but I would agree with you that double vision is not a normal reaction to a new prescription. Usually, like you said, you know, you get some eye strain, you know, especially if they up the prescription and stronger, right? Yeah. So, you know, your eyeballs need to get get used to that, because, you know, the higher prescription, it's basically, you know, it's kind of training the eyes. So,
right.
Yeah, eye strain, normal, double vision,
double vision,
I get
no.
a second opinion. I think
Yeah, if they're saying there's nothing, it's all you, I would go to a different one. If you don't like this guy who replaced him, then find another one. You're not obligated. There's optometrists everywhere. But have I ever interviewed a holistic eye doctor? I don't think so. I know we did an eye disease topic a few weeks back. It was fascinating. And I would go back to look at that. I was dealing with more serious eye diseases than just myopia or hyperopia or whatever opia you want to talk about. But anyway, Chewin, I'm glad that you wrote in, asked the question. It's valid. And you know what? You can spray like I do. We do here in my family, the Sovereign Silver in our eyes. If there's an irritation, a tiredness, anything like that, you know, see if there's something going on there. No harm in that. If there's an infection, obviously it'll sting. I've talked about that many times over the years. Because the ions disrupt the... Yeah.
I just, you know, I love our YouTube crowd because we get to interact with them during the show. And, you know, you were just saying you're not an optometrist, you're not an ophthalmologist. Timberwolf in the YouTube chat wanted to just let you know that you are, however, an optimist.
I am an optimist? Yeah. Really? Okay. I think of myself more of a realist. I guess, you know, I tend to think on the bright side of life more often than not. But even with our starting point today with the kind of like, come on, really? You're going to kick out somebody because you have different... Yeah, I know you have the freedom to do it, but is that a wise decision? But people got to learn. That's the place we live. That's the planet we live on. So anyway, here we go into the next article, I think, Super Don, you found, which I found, again, builds on kind of the Kratom story. And this is about the FTC, the Federal Trade Commission, and clamping down on freedom of speech. I don't know. I think we might have mentioned this briefly with, Jonathan Emord, when we do our Sacred Fire of Liberty. He knows this as well as anybody. Now, this is an action alert from the Alliance for Natural Health, ANH-USA.org. And it's about the legal claims for supplements. And this is about that Prevagen. You see it. They advertise on TV. They must have a decent budget. And in fact, there was a time where I think we were talking about them being a sponsor of the Robert Scott Bell Show, but they were nervous. They thought we were too controversial, and they didn't want the attention from the federal authorities. Well, too late. You got it now, right? Because you've done well with your Prevagen. They say it's a brain health supplement. And so... The FDA said, you know what, you guys, if you want to be able to make any statements about structure or function, you need to back them up. And so they call these scientific studies RCTs, to make these claims. Structure, function, not a drug claim, but an RCT. What is it called? I'm looking for what the RCT means.
Random controlled trial.
Thank you. Random controlled trial. Randomized controlled trial. So it's you know, borderline on the edge of what they demand for the drug industry. In fact, it is, basically. But in order to invest in that, it can cost hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars. And then if you prove a substance does something, you should obviously be able to make a claim. But of course, if you make a drug claim, it's going to have to go to phase 1, 2, 3 trials. And then when it comes to market, if you get that approval after hundreds of millions probably in investment, you now have opened the floodgates for anybody to come in because you're doing, from a dietary supplement perspective, a substance from nature that can't be patented. So you can't profit, you can't make that money back that you invested in all of your controlled clinical trials in addition to the peer-reviewed, randomized controlled trials. So they did these trials. They've proven a benefit. The interpretation was, hey, we've got a benefit we can stake a claim on. And then the FTC says, oh, not so fast, buddy. We disagree with your conclusions. We at the FTC, known to be the science receptacle of planet Earth, bigger than the World Cup holding science in their hands, we have our own idea about your conclusion. And in fact, because it didn't have the same effect on everybody, you talked about a subpopulation that would benefit, that could have just been a random happenstance response, and yeah, you could be deceiving everybody. Is it possible? Certainly. As much as any interpretation is subject to interpretation in a scientific community. But there are reasonable minds that can have opposing views. There is no harm from this supplement, this Prevagen thing from jellyfish. Yet the FTC says, nope, you can't make the statement, you can't make the claim, because we have a different interpretation of the science. So now they are the arbiters of science. Now, take it to a broader context of the king or the queen or the emperor. The American, organic American Republican form of government was designed so that there would not be a centralized king, queen, or emperor determining truth, fact, etc., that this is reality. You can or can't do something because the king hath spoken. The decree has come down from on high, and you, the seller of the jellyfish supplement, even though you've done everything we've asked as the government to make sure you're safe and you actually have valid claims to a scientific study or trial, we now reinterpret the results of your trial to mean we don't agree. Therefore, again, this is so anti-American. Folks, where is this coming from? Not outside of America. It's not coming from Russia's Putin or Putin's Russia. It's coming from within our own bureaucratic oligarchy in violation of the First Amendment. The very First Amendment to our Constitution within the Bill of Rights. None of these rights granted by government, acknowledged to be rights that were yours by virtue of your birth, to speak freely and truthfully in a non-misleading way. You're not deceiving, you're not lying in this case, you're presenting, and reasonable minds can disagree, but you have done it, and you say this is our basis for saying what we're saying. And our federal government, our beloved federal government, says, not so fast! You're a dietary supplement. We don't like what you're doing. We are the stopgap measure. When the FDA can't stop you, the FTC comes in. That's right, because the FDA said, hey, this is your measure. You got to do it. Okay, we'll do that. You do it. Now the FTC goes in and says, not so fast. We don't agree. Guess what message that is sending to the rest of the dietary supplement community? Don't do any science. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. We're not going to let you use it anyway. How unscientific is that? FTC, FDA, patently anti-freedom and anti-science. There you go. It's not the moms and dads out there who are anti-vaccination. They are pro-science. It is you at FDA and FTC.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
I think that's the perfect saga transition into this story, because when we cover scientific journal articles or studies that are bandied about in the mainstream media, sometimes they're like, hey, that's pretty cool, right? A lot of times we scratch our heads and go, well, didn't we already know that? And sometimes it's like, did anybody even really need to know that? And that would be the question. Did these folks in Philadelphia, University of Pennsylvania, have too much time on their hands? Because they've done a study that begs the question. They figured it out, Super Don.
Mm-hmm.
The political divide has been solved. Liberals really do prefer lattes more than conservatives do. We can retire now.
That's important. That's important,
right?
Stuff to know. Yeah.
Dude, you know, I was like, if they don't figure this out by the end of this month, we're just quitting, because I can't take it anymore. I need to know what liberals like to drink as far as their coffee drinks.
Well, have you ever heard? I actually am not familiar with this term, but there's a term out there called a latte liberal.
No, I've never heard that. I heard limousine liberal. I never heard latte.
Or limousine liberal. Apparently, that refers to a wealthier, progressive liberal who comes off as uppity and out of touch. Now, listen, I'm a fan of coffee, as everybody knows. I've had lattes before. They kind of have a bad, I don't know, yeah, you know, kind of like you'd have a latte with your avocado toast type thing, you know. But whatever, lattes have been around long before millennials came around.
Yeah.
So, true. Yeah, look, there's nothing wrong with a good latte, but apparently, according to this research, and I just don't know, why would they assemble a research team at the University of Pennsylvania?
We have just too much time on our hands.
To figure this out.
what our leftist friends in college like to drink more than our conservative friends. If they're our friends at all, we won't even let them eat at our restaurants, much less sip any coffee at our coffee shops. Latte liberal. You know, what about the health and wellness liberals? They shouldn't be drinking this stuff at all because there's way too much sugar. Do they put foam in this one, lattes, or whipped cream on them? What do they do?
Oh, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't drink. I am a cup of Joe conservative, I guess you could say, right? Rather than a latte liberal. But, whatever. It's coffee. It's, coffee made a certain way. Now, why would liberals prefer lattes over a cup of mud? I don't know.
Because
they try and attach it towards like the attitude towards globalization. Yep.
Yes, that's it. That was the G word I'm looking for. They're globalists. That's the reason. Latte is a globalist form of coffee. Stop it, everybody. If you drink latte, I don't know. Maybe we'll make a treaty about this whole thing.
Here's the interesting fact, though, that they point out here is that the vast majority of coffee drinkers actually are contributing to the global economy because most coffee is produced outside the United States and imported in.
So supporting poor people from Central America, then?
I don't know. Maybe it's because conservatives are racist and they like to tear children away from their mothers or something on the border, right? So
I don't know, but I'm still asking.
I don't know.
On the political divide, or is it the central libertarian divide? I don't know what it is, but I like yerba mate, and I just don't know where maybe they have enough time in their hands to figure out like who on the political spectrum drinks yerba mate, or is it a little bit of everybody? Just curious, because they got so much time on their hands at the University of Pennsylvania.
Well, that's like I think we should probably encourage some. They should assemble a research team at MIT to figure that one out, right?
Right, yes. Then we'd all sleep well at night, except those drinking too many lattes before bedtime. Not a good plan, folks. And if you tell me that you can drink 5 cups of coffee and go right to bed, I will tell you your adrenals are shot. Mm. Your adrenals are shot, and it has nothing to do with the NRA, by the way.
Here's an actually little interesting tidbit on coffee. They just recently did a study and found that if you drink 4 cups of coffee in a day, it's actually good for your heart because it helps your heart create energy.
You know what? Chromium does that too. And a lot lower cost.
That doesn't
taste
as good as coffee, though.
I don't know. Chew on one of those GTF Chromiums. They're kind of spicy. They're a little bit spicy. You don't think so? You haven't tried them. All right. Well,
I haven't chewed one, so I don't know.
You haven't chewed on one of the GTF Chromiums? All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go. I'm glad you're with me. Tell your friends. We also have a YouTube stream. We're right here on GCNLive.com, as well as iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, UK Health Radio, SoundCloud, and more. Jeffrey Jackson coming up next. HPV Fast Tracked by FDA. We'll check it out. In the meantime, Power to Heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. 337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes
order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.